With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A federal judge blocking Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing Treasury Department records.
The preliminary injunction comes after more than a dozen Democrat attorneys general sued President Trump in federal court in New York City. They alleged the administration allowed the DOGE team access to the Treasury Department's central payment system in violation of federal law. The data contained sensitive personal information like Social Security and bank account numbers for millions of Americans. A hearing date is set for this coming Friday, February 14th. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu holding talks this week. And Johnson invited the Israeli leader to address a joint meeting of Congress. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The press conference came days after President Trump floated a proposal for the U.S. to take control of Gaza. Netanyahu and Johnson have both signaled support for the idea, despite mounting scrutiny from others. Johnson says Israel is still facing threats.
Today, the Israeli people are working to defeat Hamas following, of course, the horrific massacre on October 7th.
Netanyahu says our Congress represents democracy.
The Congress of the United States speaks for the American people, and the American people speak for the entire world.
Democrats did not attend the session. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
In the meantime, Hamas has released three Israeli hostages, all of them appearing to be very gaunt, and Israel freed 183 Palestinian prisoners. That's the fifth exchange of a ceasefire agreement that has paused the war in Gaza. Investigators making arrests connected to heist involving some of the biggest names in sports. Authorities say groups of thieves linked to South American gangs have been stealing jewelry and cash from luxury homes, including those belonging to Patrick Mahomes and Luka Doncic. This is SRN News. Another pro-life action by the Trump administration.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has gotten the military out of the abortion business. He has overturned the Biden-era policy that funded travel for female service members to leave pro-life states and head to states where abortions are legal for the purpose of getting one. President Trump has been busy since taking office in withdrawing federal support for abortion at many levels. He's restored the Hyde Amendment and the Mexico City policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, anti-Christian hate crimes apparently on the rise now throughout Western Europe. Paul James Griffith is director of Scotland's Christian Heritage. He says radical Muslims and secularists are teaming up to poison the public against the continent's historic faith. James Griffith says from 2013, things began to change, currents against Christianity. This is SRN News. Well, Texas schools are fighting absenteeism.
Schools have employed multiple strategies to better identify and aid chronically absent students, like partnering with nonprofits and community organizations. School districts receive state funding based on average attendance, which means more students missing school can mean less money coming in. Districts are trying to help by connecting families with city services. In addition, some school leaders advocate for funding based on enrollment instead of attendance. John Scott reporting.
A UMass college student who made a half-court shot during a women's basketball game halftime promotion will get his $10,000 prize from the school itself. The school says the insurance company covering that promotion balked at paying because the youngster's foot was on the line, but the company said no formal claim was filed and it hasn't made a decision yet. More details at SRNNews.com.